Welcome to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from thecoachingrevolution.com. Hello, Sarah Short here, and a massive welcome to a quite an unusual guest for our podcast. My guest is Jo Woods, and Jo is a brand new Coaching Revolution mentee. So brand new, in fact, that she has had a single mentoring session. Hello, Jo.
Morning, Sarah. Are you all right?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
Good.
So, tell me about Jo. Tell me about Jo up until the point where you found coaching.
Oh, blimey, where to start? So I had a career in publishing, I suppose. And I joined a publishing company here in the town where I am in Peterborough as a YTS. And for those of you that are old enough, you might remember the days of £35 a week and day release going to learn office skills or something like that. So that was me. Anyway, so joined the business, worked my way up through the business. On the commercial side, really. So I'm not a journalist, I'm not a wordsmith, I was always about clients and the commercial side. Mm-hmm. And so when go back to last year, May 2019, and I'd been there almost 26 years. So it was a fabulous group of people. I've got loads of old photos where I had my 21st birthday there, and you know, your desk got decorated, lots of milestones, 40th birthday, lots of milestones. Anyway, and I suppose my approach had always been very people-based. That was really where I got my kicks. And I suppose my first experience where I had a coach actually was after I'd left that business last year. Various things came together, and I just thought the time is right for the business and the time is right for me that we go our separate ways and that I go and find something else. And then it was like my arm had been lopped off because I wasn't sure what to do. You know, I'd had a job for 30 years and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So I had a coach. He was recommended to me, and it was nothing short of life changing. He was asking me questions that I'd not asked myself, and I'd become a bit lost. Mm. And he was asking me, well, what's important to you? And honestly, Sarah, at first I didn't know the answers.
No, it's funny, isn't it?
I didn't know. It was like bits of a puzzle started to come together. And I thought, wow, if he can do this for me, what if I could do this for other people? And that was, I think, where the first seed of an idea came, that I could be a coach. I could do this. So that was where that first planted a seed. So that was summer last year.
Brilliant, brilliant. It's funny, isn't it? It's, coaching is so misunderstood. It's so misunderstood. We coaches, you know, the people who'll be listening to this podcast and you and me, we know it's transformational. Coaching yes. is transformational. And I've said this till I'm blue in the face, but if you could get a drug on prescription that could do for you what coaching can do, it would, can you imagine a drug that could not just help you work out what you wanted in life, but also help you get it?
Yes.
It's around every doctor's surgery, from Land's End to John O'Groats. It's an amazing thing. So you got the bug.
Yes.
So what I know to be true is that coaches are people, and I can hear it in everything you said about you working up to becoming managing director of a publishing company, and that it's all about the people. I never come across a coach who says, I don't like people very much. Doesn't happen. So there you were. You thought, you went, all right, okay. So if he can do that for me, what can I do for others? So what did you do? Mm. What happened next?
So, given my, as I've already said, my 30 years of having a full-time job, I thought, it's the summer. I like being outside. I'm going to take a couple of months off.
Nice.
So I didn't, to be honest, I didn't do an awful lot during June and July last year. And then I started researching coaching training. And it was funny because this is when I came up against somebody else. And it brought up these things around values. And this is one of the things that specifically my coach had helped me with. And it started to help me see I wasn't an idiot. I wasn't wrong. It wasn't that everybody else was right. It was just that I had started to realize the things that were absolutely fundamentally important to me. And I'd got people saying, oh, you don't need a coaching qualification. You'll be fine. But that didn't feel authentic to me because although my approach has been naturally to coach people and have them come into my office with real shoulders down and real furrowed brow and then work with them so that they can be really uplifted and they've, with my help, they've removed their own obstacles and they've moved forward. And I'd got people saying, oh, no, you'll be fine. You don't need a coaching qualification. And I thought, I need something. Because that is what felt right to me. And part of me as well, I discovered running quite a few years ago and I realized I've got quite a balanced approach to food and fresh air and things like this. And then I came across the IAWP, the International Association of Wellness Professionals, and they provide an online coaching course. And it just sort of spoke to me. And I thought that feels like the right mix for me, for what I need, so that I can feel skilled and confident to go out into the wide world as new Jo. So I signed up for that last August. And given that I wasn't working, I completed the course in February of this year, February 2020.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well done you, well done you.
Thank you.
I know there's, it's interesting, isn't it, the way the world turns. Once upon a time, people used to say, oh, if it's not a face-to-face course, it's not the same. And our ICF accreditation is delivered entirely online. And with this whole current coronavirus thing that's going on, just for people who are listening to this podcast, what's today's date? The 8th of June? 8th of June. And we've still got this corona. And all of a sudden, the world has turned towards online, and we're ahead of the game, Jo, you and I.
Yes
We did it already. Okay, so you got your coaching qualification, you're done in February, and there you are about to launch a coaching business. So what did you do? What happened next?
What did I do next? Well, it's funny you should mention, Sarah, about being ahead of the curve, because I all my training was by Zoom. So by the time we got to March this year, I'm surrounded by people saying, what is Zoom? And I'm thinking, I've been using it 6 months. I don't know what the fuss is about. Anyway, so there I am. I discover Canva. I create a logo. I rush out and get some business cards printed. My amazing other half is a web developer. So we put together a natty little website.
Brilliant.
And got myself booked on a load of events.
Can I ask what was on your website?
Loads of stuff. Unlocking the inner you. Loads of beautiful... inspiring photos. Oh yes.
And about and CV basically.
And about 4 billion words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So so this was February, got all these events booked and absolutely nothing happened.
Crickets.
Yep.
Oh man, if I could have a penny for everybody I've had this conversation with, and they sit and they look round and they go, but I'm ready now. Where are my clients? So what did you do?
Well, so that was February, March, April, I suppose. And anybody who knows me will know I am not an arrogant person. I was absolutely not sat here thinking, well, I am brilliant and there will be an orderly queue forming. But what I've realized, and to be fair, in a relatively short time, is number one, I was a little naive. And number two, I thought that running somebody else's business would qualify me and make me perfectly well placed to run my own business. for anybody listening, this could not be further from the truth. I'm not trying to preach. I'm just trying to say, if I can save one other person from, you know, take, you know, not realizing this soon enough, then happy days. So started out on doing some networking meetings, just because everybody was networking. So I thought I ought to go and do that. And that was where, that was the first realization. And I remember saying in this call, it was an after hours, it was an evening one, it was only last month. And I said, do you know what I need? I'm going to look for some sort of business mentoring. That's what I think I need. And, you know, because I can do the coaching, but I'm not getting a chance to do the bit that I want to do because I haven't got any clients. And it was Alan Millsop who was on that call. And he messaged me on LinkedIn afterwards and said, I've got somebody I think you might want to talk to. And that person was you, Sarah.
And we had a chat.
And we did.
We had a chat. What was very interesting from my point of view is, well, for a start, you'd been recommended. So you'd been referred to us. So that meant that there was already a level of trust. You know, somebody said, oh, they're quite good at what they do. You need to talk to them.
Yeah.
But what was really interesting with you is we had a chat. You're a good fit. And what I mean by that is that the reason that everybody has to go through me, dragon gatekeeper here, is because we're looking for people who do what they say they're going to do, who are action takers, not sit back and waiters, if you see what I mean. Because what we provide isn't a business. We're not saying, there you go, Joe, there's your business. What we provide is all the tools for you to go out and build your own business and then the support to do that.
Yeah.
So once we decided we were a reasonable fit for each other, by the time we finished our conversation, I think we were chatting for quite some time as well, like 45 minutes plus, which is quite unusual in itself. And then I sent you some more information and we had a call booked to have a recap for me to answer any questions. And you are one of very few who said, I have no questions. I have no questions. Everything that you said in that information, I was nodding my head to. That's very unusual. That's very unusual.
That was exactly how it felt, though. It was, and I may very well have said this to you on my second call, I can't remember, but it was as if you had been sat in my office watching me, listening to me chuntering, watching me consider, oh yes, well, I tell you what, I'll sign up for another training course and then it will be fine. And everything that you'd already put out there was, as I say, as if you'd been sat in my office.
Well, nice to know. It's nice to know that I've got the message.
It works.
Okay, so you joined the coaching revolution. It's not that long ago. What we know, 3 weeks, maybe? 2 weeks? 3 weeks.
Yeah, it can only be 3 weeks, yeah.
Okay, so one of the things that we do in the Coaching Revolution is we have a Monday morning accountability call. So if I just leave that there for a second and take a step back, people buy mentoring from us. That's the thing that they come, the tangible thing they come to buy from us. But what they get from us is so much more than that because of our community. So you join the community, which is in itself like a big warm coaching hug. Somebody described it to me as that, and I thought that was lovely. So you joined our community and decided, because it's all entirely optional, but you decided to engage with the 7:30 on a Monday morning accountability calls. Now, for those people listening who are going, good grief, we are not camera ready for that call. We're kind of all looking a bit like we've not long rolled out of bed and we've probably got our first or second cup of coffee in our hands. But that's not what it's about. It's not about us all looking beautiful. It's about getting stuff done. So how was that very first call for you?
Number one, to be fair, I didn't actually think it was that early. And particularly your reassurance. I love Trevor, the bot messenger. I love Trevor. He's fabulous. He reminds me, you've got half an hour. And he says, you don't have to be camera ready. So, no, it felt like something that I wanted to do. It absolutely felt like something that I needed to do to take this seriously and to be moving forward. And I suppose, I don't know, was I a bit apprehensive? I don't know, because I think I'd only joined on the Thursday afternoon.
I was going to say, and then this days.
Yeah, and then this was the Monday morning. But I just thought, no, start as you mean to go on. Mm. If this is what is on, if this is what is being provided for you, why the hell would you not, you know, jump in straight away? And it was friendly and it was supportive and it was no nonsense in a good way. It was just, it was everything I needed to start my business from that Monday morning.
What I always think is interesting about the coaching revolution is that in the most respectful way possible, the vast majority of us are not spring chickens.
Yes, no, actually, yes, you're right.
Yeah. There are some of us who are a little bit younger, not, you know, sort of late. Alisa Barkan is our youngest by far, but she is exceptional in her youth. She is the oldest early 30s person I've ever met in my life in terms of wisdom. But the rest of us are kind of late 30s. There's like a little collection, late 30s, early 40s. But honestly, the majority of us are over 50 and in, you know, waved goodbye to 50 quite some time ago in some cases. And we actually have an over 70-year-old who you've not met yet, John Cox. He's based in Brisbane.
Right.
So here we have this bunch of fairly middle-aged people, not made up and looking camera ready, on a Monday morning. And the way that Monday morning call goes is it's quite simply, what did you do last week from your list of goals? What are you going to do next week? That's it. And we just go around the room, don't we? Mm. The Zoom room, the virtual. Yeah. So I do remember your list. I don't remember the content, but I remember how it went. So your list that first week. Have you got it?
because I started. Oh, this was hilarious. So there we are. I must have joined. Oh, yeah. So I tell you what, I joined on the 22nd of May because then you sent me a message going virtual meeting at 5 o'clock if you want.
Yes.
And I did.
You
so
did.
My first Monday morning, I'd embarked on a marketing strategy workshop. Oh, don't even know why I bothered. So I was going to do the homework from that. I was going to do a weekly planner. I'd got a call to convert. I was going to start the units in the coaching revolution on Facebook. I was going to find more networking groups.
Okay. And one of the things you had in that week
was loads.
Was your first meeting, your first session with Alisa.
I did. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you had your first meeting with Alisa. How did that go?
Absolutely worth its weight in gold. Mm. No question. Mm. I got off the call and I said to my other half, Rob, something along the lines of, well, that was almost worth the fee on its own. No lie.
Brilliant.
Just, she's fabulous. I'm sure all the mentors are, but for me, she is a fabulous fit for me.
I do try very hard to get good fits. One of the things that we always say is that I will allocate your mentor based on the things you've told me and the feel of you, as it were. And you can always change mentor and there will never be any hard feelings. You know, we're grown-ups. We don't go falling out and upsetting each other and all of that nonsense. We don't do that. If somebody, do you know what, I'd like to change mentor, we absolutely change mentors and that's not a problem. But it happens so very, very rarely. Mm. People go, my mentor's excellent.
she is exactly what I needed when I needed her. And I think I said this to you as well. I may very well have told the tax man that I started this business in February, but as far as I'm concerned, it feels as though I'm starting it now. Yeah. And the last 4 months have just been the last 4 months, and that's fine. They can just be what they were. So in the first session, again, like you, she just got under everything that needed to be got under really quickly, really efficiently. She picked up on a big thing that was going to be a problem for me if she didn't nip it in the bud. And that's going back to what we were talking about earlier in this podcast, the employee versus the business owner mindset. She signposted me to a YouTube video that she'd done on it, and it was an absolute revelation. She set out what I can expect from her, what she expects from me. And I just thought, yes, this is going to some, this is somebody who is going to help me make a difference. And I needed mentoring, not coaching, but I think she will always find the right balance.
Yes.
Yes. I suspect that when, if she knows that I've got the answer, but I just need some help, she'll coach it out of me. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I think what she sees is what I need is I've just been flailing around as a one man band. And I need somebody to fill in the gaps so that then I can have those light bulb moments and go, ah, right, okay. And then I feel like she will start taking the stabilizers off one by one.
That's
and
it.
She will be casting me forth more and more into the world.
That's exactly what happens. That's a beautiful way of putting it, taking the stabilizers off. Because one of the things that we do, and you're probably already aware of this, all our mentors are qualified coaches.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't subscribe to the you don't need a coaching qualification, because what people think coaching is before they've taken the qualification and what they realize it is once they've done it are two different things. Mm. So we work with qualified coaches, and all our mentors are qualified coaches. We're all qualified coaches. And what that means, to start with, there is a knowledge gap, and yes. You can't coach a knowledge gap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter how much coaching you get in the world, if you don't know the answer in your head, you'll just start making stuff up. You'll just come up with things that feel like a good idea. And so the beginning of the mentoring process is very much taught. This is the stuff you need to know. And then it moves. And sometimes it moves, you know, within from minute to minute. And sometimes it sort of, you know, it moves across the sessions. It moves into coaching. Because once you know what you need to do, then our job is to get you out of your own way so that you will do it. And that's kind of how the process works. So the bit that made me want to interview you for this podcast is when you came to your second 7:30 Monday call, which was last week Monday. So, by the way, that was the dogs barking in the background. That's how you know that this podcast is keeping it real. Your to-do list had gone from the 50 billion things you were going to do this week to very few.
Mm.
So tell me about that.
Yes. She very much got me on track. And it was then... fill in my ideal client avatar template,
mm-hmm.
write down my personal goals, write down my business goals. The end. Yeah, very focused. Do the stuff that is going to make a difference and start to learn that the rest of it isn't important.
Is noise.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Elisa is particularly good about being productive and not being busy.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will put the link to that video of Elisa's about the employee mindset versus the business owner's mindset in the show notes of this podcast. So you can find the video. But for me, the way Elisa articulates that is absolutely the crux of it, is that we're building coaching businesses so that we have a fantastic, I'm not going to say work-life balance because I think that's a myth, but it's a work-life integration that works for us.
Mm.
Because for me, for example, I don't mind working on an evening and chatting to people at 9 o'clock at night, because I'll take tomorrow to go and do something with my daughter. Or I don't have to be busy all the time. And I'm just as happy to work at 9 o'clock at night as I am to work at 7:30 in the morning, just not every day.
Yeah.
So here we are. You're now 3 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big event on Saturday, which would have been face-to-face event in Birmingham, and because of the coronavirus situation and the social distancing, we moved it online. How did you find that?
Oh, it was fabulous. It was absolutely fabulous. It's not just the content, Although I am going to give another big shout out to my mentor, Elisa, because her her session on stop worrying about being busy and or productive and worry about being effective was fantastic. So it wasn't just the content. It wasn't just that somehow you and Paul had done a fantastic job of getting us from 9:30 to 3:30, which is quite a long time on Zoom, but it didn't feel like it. So kudos to you guys for that, because it was amazing. But for me, it's also about starting to see the same faces. And already I've had two conversations with somebody else in the Coaching Revolution who sent me a quick message and said, give me a ring, let's just have a chat about that. And so that just feels really supportive as well.
You've got colleagues again.
Yes.
Colleagues.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's what it is. Mm. That this is no longer just me in a room trying to figure this out. Mm. So yeah, it was a fabulous day, lots of notes. And again, for me personally, just cementing this stop worrying about being busy. And that's not easy, I won't lie. I don't think I've cracked it yet, because it's a 30-year habit.
Of course.
Of, oh shit, I better be busy. I better be doing something because I'm being paid to do something.
Yeah.
But I think in the space of one session with Elisa, mm-hmm. and the one day, and you know, the accountability meetings in the Monday mornings, in 3 weeks, my mindset has shifted like I would never have imagined it was possible. And one of the goals that I wrote down for, one of my personal goals I'd written down, and this shows you the process of evolving, I wrote down, and I look back and almost cringe because I think, oh no, I sound like a petulant child. I want the flexibility to be able to work when I want. And Elise is just challenging it, going, well, that's not very smart. It needs to be measurable. And I reflected back on it and I thought, I've got that now.
Yes.
What am I talking about? But you see, it's part of that mindset shift process.
Yes.
That I'm still this YTS kid in a way.
Yes.
Who is desperate to prove that they're busy and, you know, chained to their laptop. So I've scrubbed the goal out. It's no longer a goal because I already have it.
That's
so fabulous.
Brilliant. So one last question, because I think we've been chatting for a while. How do you feel about the future?
Oh, really positive. Really positive. I feel a bit more chilled out, and I don't mean in a complacent way. Mm. I feel more focused. Mm-hmm. All these things where Elisa was asking me, what are all these things in your diary that you've committed to that you're just filling your time with stuff that you don't need to be doing? I feel so much more confident that I'd be better off working for 2 hours a day and making a difference than I will be just for doing nothing, just stuff. Yeah. And just because, oh, I've filled my time. So yeah, really focused and positive. And in the space of 3 weeks, that I think is amazing, because, you know, from February to April, I had a lot of times where I just thought, just pack it in. What are you doing? You can't make this work. Mm-hmm. Just go and get a job. Go and work in, go back in an office, or, you know, Tesco's are crying out for drivers. Go and do something else. So several times I had those thoughts. And now I look back and I think, who was that person?
Brilliant. So, yeah. That makes me feel quite tearful. Well, you know that I rail against the statistic that says that so many coaches fail and they end up going back to an employed role because they just couldn't make it work. Hmm. And that my goal, my overriding vision for the coaching revolution is to change every coach's opportunities and to change their outcomes so that they can coach if that's what they want to do.
I definitely now feel that I am in a place where other people believe in me and I can believe in myself as well.
That's really, really good to know. That's so good to know. Jo, thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you. It's been nice talking to you. Thank you, Sarah.
You've been listening to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from thecoachingrevolution.com. If you go to Facebook and search Coaching Republic, you can find our business building community, especially for coaches. See you there.